The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk filling in for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I am the founder of Turning Point USA, TPUSA.com. I am also the host of The Charlie Kirk Show. You can find The Charlie Kirk Show, which is the home of rational conservative libertarian thinking, unique analysis, historical deep dives into things that matter, and cutting-edge predictions based on what I am seeing on my travels to all 50 states and college campuses in every corner across America. You can do so if you have a podcast app. You type in Charlie Kirk Show. You press subscribe. We are the consistently ranked the second highest conservative podcast on the planet. That's pretty cool to be able to say, isn't it? And so in the previous hour, I was talking about somebody in the Democrat field that I think we should be very, very wary about. So I think we all just need to come to an admittance, and I think we all need to just understand that Joe Biden is not going to be the Democrat nominee. Joe Biden will not be the Democrat nominee. He is everything that the radical left wing hates. He is a little bit older. He is a man, a white man. And this is part of what the Democrat Party wants to reject. See, look, the left looks at everything through an analysis of oppressor versus oppressed. They view everything through that kind of a prism. And as they view that, they think of people not as individuals, but instead they view people through their identity politics group. So they view people not with, well, this person has good character and good judgment, but instead they say, this is how we can neatly place you into a prescribed identity politic bucket, if you will. And because of this, this creates division, this harbors discontent, and sows the seeds of division in our country. And the left, they're experts at this. The left is much more focused at toppling supposed oppressor-oppressed relationships than actually getting anything done. And so understanding that Joe Biden will not be the nominee, understanding that Joe Biden's best day is the day that he announced for president of the United States. Every day from that point forward, he has been slipping in support. He's been slipping altogether, and he is not at all, I think, been convincing in trying to tell people why they should vote for him. Instead, it's kind of like, well, vote for me because I've been around for a long time. But there is somebody who is garnering massive crowds. There's somebody who is raising a tremendous amount of money in small dollar donations. There is somebody that I think can make the argument that this individual can be both a revolutionary but also a pragmatist. This person drew a crowd, and again, these crowd sizes might be hyperinflated, of 12,000 in Minneapolis and 15,000 in Seattle. These are serious numbers. And I'm talking about someone that I have one out of 1,024th respect for. I'm half kidding, of course. Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Elizabeth Warren, I believe, will become the Democrat nominee. As things stand today, things can change. But it will definitely not be Joe Biden. She's not just surging in the polls, but she's surging in her support. And so the conventional wisdom and the conventional kind of perspective is that, oh, Charlie, Elizabeth Warren is very beatable. And I hear this everywhere I go, and I think to myself, yes, this sounds right, but do I believe that? And so I've thought about it more, and I've thought about it more, and I've come to the conclusion she's much trickier and she's a much harder candidate than you might realize. First of all, young people have not been voting in record numbers for quite some time. She would boost youth turnout, and she would do phenomenally well on college campuses, especially amongst younger women. Joe Biden would struggle with younger women. Elizabeth Warren would do phenomenal with younger women. Elizabeth Warren would do well with suburban women. And more than anything else, I believe that there is a hidden socialist vote in this country. Just like there was a hidden Trump vote, I believe that there are hidden socialist voters. And I talked about this on my podcast, The Charlie Kirk Show, that you can find on Apple Podcasts. Please go and press subscribe. It helps us out. And I talk about how that there are people in America that have either been voting Green Party or not voting at all, that have not had any sort of enthusiasm or excitement for the previous candidates. Hillary Clinton, even John Kerry. Obama brought some more of them out than any other time. And I think that here's what makes Elizabeth Warren so dangerous, is that Elizabeth Warren, she masquerades as a populist and as a socialist. I think Elizabeth Warren is someone that will be able to speak much more to the communities that Donald Trump did really well in, such as Ohio, Pennsylvania, places like that. I'm going to read word for word from part of Elizabeth Warren's website. And guess what? I don't disagree with a lot of this. And I know a lot of you might be rolling your eyes. Oh, Charlie, Pocahontas. I agree with all of that. I agree that she is a liar, that she is duplicitous, that she is self-serving, that she used her fake Native American heritage, which turned out she took a DNA test, and she's 1/1024th. That's right, 1/1024 Native American. I think she's disingenuous. I think she's all those things. But if we are not honest with ourselves as conservatives and we don't take brewing threats and we are just immediately dismissive, well, then we're going to be in a lot of trouble. I'm going to read part of this. This is one paragraph that she talks about on her website. This is straight from ElizabethWarren.com. We will start by ending lobbying as we know it, by closing loopholes so everyone who lobbies must register, shining sunlight on their activities, banning foreign governments from hiring Washington lobbyists, and shutting down the ability of lobbyists to move freely in and out of government jobs. Boy, I don't disagree with any of that. We will start by ending lobbying as we know it, closing loopholes so everyone who lobbies must register, shining sunlight on activities. Elizabeth Warren will put together socialism and populism into one. And this represents the biggest potential political threat to Donald Trump, because in order for Donald Trump to get reelected, he will have to do the nearly impossible. And only President Trump can do the impossible. President Trump, I believe, is going to be one of the greatest presidents in American history, if he's not there already. The accomplishments that he has put up is second to none. And he has revitalized America in so many different ways. But more than anything else, President Trump is going to have to do something politically impossible, which is run as an outsider, as an insider, as an incumbent, not an insider. He'll have to run as an outsider, as an incumbent. And running at someone like Joe Biden makes this argument very easy. President Trump will say, wait a second, I might be president, but I've only been here for four years. They try to remove me through the FBI. I've done everything I can to drain the swamp. I'm fighting these guys at the gates. I'm the outsider, even though I'm the occupant of the White House. Very easy argument to make against Joe Biden. Sort of easy against Kamala Harris because she's just so unbelievably corrupt. Elizabeth Warren's a harder argument to make. Elizabeth Warren has rejected a lot of corporate money. Elizabeth Warren has not done traditional fundraisers, and she's mostly funded by grassroots contributors. She has a disclaimer on her website, and I have to say, I mean, I think she's a total fraud in so many ways, but I wish more candidates did this. She says this: Elizabeth Warren doesn't accept contributions of any kind from federally registered lobbyists. It's going to be tough to beat if she becomes the nominee, and I believe she will be the nominee, and there is a way to beat her. I'm going to tell you exactly how we do that, how we put it all together, because there is a blueprint to beat Elizabeth Warren, and she's given it to us. And again, I'm not at all, don't mistake, I'm not being like pro-Elizabeth Warren. I'm being honest. And we as conservatives need to understand the threats and understand how to defeat them. This is Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. We'll be right back.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Some people won't settle for anything but the best. If that's you, you're going to love Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. It's 100% rain-fed and non-toxic. That means no harmful chemicals or pesticides are used at any point in the process. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. They're $1,000 sheets for a couple $100. You'll find them in five-star hotels, luxury estates, and in hundreds of thousands of bedrooms all across the country. And they're loved by three U.S. presidents. Plus, starting this summer, you get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets. But you'll only need one. Shipping is always free. And right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very excited to introduce our guest host for today, Charlie Kirk.
Hello, everybody. Charlie Kirk here, founder of Turning Point USA. You can go to tpusa.com. You want to get engaged in the fight for the next generation. You want to help the battle on college campuses. You want to win the culture war. Go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. And if you like what you're hearing, you want to hear more analysis that is the home of conservative libertarian rational thinking, please subscribe to my podcast on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Did you know that today is the next to last day of Dr. Gorka's campaign to help food for the poor rush emergency shipments of food to children and families on the Venezuela-Colombia border? Men and women just like you have really stepped up after hearing Food for the Poor staff comforting young mothers like Anna.
And ask Anna, why is she crying?
She's sad because her father is gone and they don't have anything to eat.
And how does she feel living here every day?
It starts raining and they get wet in here. All the tin roof here is full of holes. So.
What has she had to eat today?
¿Has comido hoy?
No,
they haven't eaten today.
Imagine how you would feel if you were not able to feed your children. Can I ask you, with just 2 days to go in our effort, to please help? Your one-time gift of $200 provides 5,000 nutritious meals through Food for the Poor. Just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Remember, this is our final week. So again, go to sebgorka.com or call toll-free 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. And thank you again for all of us here at America First. So now I am joined with a very special guest, somebody who, her work has been mentioned by the great Rush Limbaugh Foundation of Economic Education. She is a Turning Point USA ambassador, so I'm highly biased. TPUSA.com. It is Alyssa Algren. I hope I'm not mispronouncing that last name. Alyssa, welcome to America First. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic, and you pronounced my name perfectly.
Oh, good. That was one of my biggest fears of the day, so I'm over that fear. Welcome to America First Radio Show. So I understand you're giving a speech tonight about kind of an autopsy of conservatism and how we can go forward. Please share with our listeners a little bit about that. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, so like everyone, I got really up in arms about that Wall Street Journal poll with millennials not having at the forefront valued of patriotism, family, and religion. And so I thought, you know, we give millennials and Gen Z an extremely hard time, which is well deserved. But I think it's important to point out how we got to be who we are and how we got here. It didn't spring up from nowhere. Our worldview was taught. It's something that has been going on for decades. I always point out to FDR's New Deal. His overhaul of the relationship between government and people left a wave of entitlement that we see to this day. We grew up in an era that had so much government intrusion that we truly believe that government granted us our rights. Government didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, and our generation almost knows no difference. They were born into this false reality, thinking that there is nothing else and there is no other kind of essentially world outside of massive government. So I have a question for you, Alyssa, and I don't know where you stand on this. Do you think the reason this is more, do you think conservatives and those of us on the right are more to blame for our lack of outreach, our lack of messaging and getting away from our principles? Or do you think the left is more to blame, or a little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both, and that's what I talk about. That's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. I think we need to fight as hard to actually teach our good conservative ideas as much as we do exposing the left's bad ideas. I think we need to be a teaching voice as well as a critical one, because we are the ideology of good ideas. And we, you know, it's easy for the left to sell their idea, their pitch. Their pitch is, you know, any biological or emotional thing I feel is morally good. Well, we can call that out as much as we want. But unless we come back with a better idea, it's going to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think it's a little bit of both.
So give me a great example of that. So let's say the left says something along the lines of, my body, my choice, what I feel is always correct. What do you believe as a young conservative woman? And you do a great job, by the way, on social media, and great job with us at Turning Point USA. What do you believe would be an appropriate response to say that this is what we're for, not just that this is the bad idea, which I do plenty of and all of us do?
Well, with the my body, my choice, I think is that you get to the fundamental basis of the argument that is really separate. So the left, it comes down to the value of life. And I just actually recently got a comment on Instagram saying you are all for limited government, yet you want government to regulate regulate your body. And well, murder is one of the very few topics I'll concede on the government to regulate. And so it comes down to an inherent value of human life. I believe that you have value and that you have the right to individual liberty. And one of those liberties is to live. And so when we put an inherentness on our liberties, it's endless. It's unlimited. What you can do with that is unlimited. And I think the potential and really highlighting potential is where we could win.
I think that's a great point. And so give me another example of something that really bothers you that we as conservatives don't talk positively enough about, but we talk more negatively about.
I think that when it comes down to responsibility, it's such a dirty word, well, at least for millennials now. Accountability and responsibility are two things that are on our side that really get a negative connotation with young people on the left. Like I said, we've grown up with so much intrusion that the first question that comes to mind when you're struggling, for instance, is not, you know, what can I as an individual do differently? The first question is, what is the government not doing for me to cause this to happen? Mm-hmm. And so what responsibility does, we need to spin it to what it really is. Responsibility means, seriously, you can do anything with your life, and the only one stopping you is yourself. Mm-hmm. How is that not the most motivating thing you've ever heard? And I think we get too much into the attitude of, well, you know, suck it up and be accountable. Yeah, you should. And I think some tough love is good sometimes, but I think a little more, you know, we need to be the ideology of hope and positivity. And as cheesy as that sounds, but I think, you know, that's what sparks the millennial emotional mentality.
Look, I think you bring up a great point and a variety of good points here. So in closing, what do you believe is the best argument against socialism with young people in just the couple seconds we have remaining?
The best argument against socialism is, if you want to be forever a prisoner and you're in the freest nation in the world, then be an advocate for socialism. If you want to be the master of your life, be an advocate for free market capitalism and individual liberty.
Well, you heard it from Alyssa Algren. She does an amazing job. Give her a follow. Very talented writer. You're going to be hearing that name for a very, very long time. She kind of reminds me of Molly Hemingway in a lot of ways. Talk to you soon, Alyssa. Thanks so much. This is Charlie Kirk. We'll be right back.
This is the Salem Radio Network.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner? One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit OvercomerMovie.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hello, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. You can find my podcast, an Apple podcast, The Charlie Kirk Show. Please go press subscribe. That helps the movement, helps the country and the cause of freedom. Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor. I am now joined by a fellow American patriot, a good man, someone who has just wrote a terrific piece about surprise healthcare billing, something that I have been interested in and taken extra focus in. We are now joined by Boris Epstein. Is that right, pronunciation,
close.
Boris? Is that
close,
right?
Close enough. It's Epstein, but for your first time, it's perfect.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Boris, you do a phenomenal work at Sinclair Broadcasting Network, The Bottom Line, with Boris. I want to talk about your piece here. It says the free market should be used to resolve surprise health care billing. Talk to our audience a little about what's going on in Congress right now. I've been trying to raise attention to the Republican in names only, the rhinos that have been pushing forth this horrendous bill to try to get us closer to Medicare for All. It's Medicare for All in waiting. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Sure, Charlie. Well, this was my piece yesterday where we tweeted about it. It's out there. Everybody can follow me on Twitter, at Boris EP. They'll see the piece from yesterday. And the story is this, that you've got the senators from both parties, and here specifically you have Lamar Alexander, a Republican, Fannie Murray, the Democrat, proposing this bill which will allow for rate setting. The government is going to set rates under this bill by which doctors could get paid. And that's going to cause for institutions, hospitals, to lose doctors. People have less doctors to go to. It's going to be really bad. When what should happen is people should be allowed to choose their doctors, to have their doctors compete for them, so then there's no surprise billing because there's transparency and open competition.
That makes so much sense. So who are the people that are pushing this opposition bill? Who are the people that are trying to essentially go up against the great conservative principles that you just articulated?
Right. So capitalism would call for competition. This bill, pushed by Lamar Alexander out of Tennessee and pushed by Patty Murray, the Democrat out of Oregon, that's their bill, and that's what they're doing. It's very, very disappointing.
And so for people in the audience that understand, that Lamar Alexander and Senate leadership, you got Patty Murray, you got Senator Lamar Alexander, they're coming together, and they're trying to put forth this thing, rate setting, which would make it so much harder for hospitals to retain doctors, which would harm communities across the country where we've already been experiencing a shortage of physicians. And so
that's right. And by the way, I said Oregon. Patty Murray is from the state of Washington.
Yes. Well, and also it's pronounced Oregon, Boris. I'm kidding.
I messed both up. So
no, it's fine.
There you go. So
I'm joking.
Patty Murray from Washington.
It's a huge debate. I've spent a lot of time. I have a lot of family in Oregon. And so what do you think what do you think people listening to this audience can do to hold Senate leadership accountable to not allow this sleeper socialist bill? It's a sleeper socialist bill is what it is, to be pushed forth within the U.S. Congress. What can people do?
Well, they need to be following this. They need to be calling their members in the House, calling their senators and saying,
kill the bill.
This is not what we want. What we want is to create standards that allow patients to shop for doctors who are in their network. That's what we want. We don't want rate setting. We don't want the government controlling how much doctors are getting paid. The free market should control that. Capitalism, Adam Smith, that's what's made this country great, what's making it great now under President Trump, and what's going to keep it great when, you know, continuing President Trump's term into the second term, which I'm confident he's going to get, is capitalism. And what the American people said they wanted in 2016. That's what they're going to vote for in 2020.
Well, look,
not socialism.
Yeah, but, you know, bills like this might hurt President Trump's reelection chances, right? I mean, if they pass this and our healthcare system gets further screwed up with more government regulation and more kind of surprise healthcare costs, I think Trump's reelection chances would get harmed. But here you have Senator Lamar Alexander. So if anyone has a connection to Senator Lamar Alexander, or you're in a state, you should flood his phone lines and say, why are you trying to pass this surprise healthcare billing, bill? Essentially using leftist talking points. Would you agree with that, Boris?
I agree. You know, Lamar Alexander is retiring, but just getting something done to say you got something done is not good enough. Republicans need to stand on conservative principles. Let the Democrats, like Patty Murray of Washington, become socialists. Let them go all the way to the left. We can't do that as Republicans.
I totally agree. Boris, you're an American patriot. Thanks for joining us on America First Radio. Everybody, this is Charlie Kirk filling in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. If you want to support the next generation fighting on the front lines of America's culture war, everybody, talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
Dear friends, will you allow me to help you? Do you suffer from any kind of daily ache, daily pain?
your knees, your back, your shoulder. I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. When I knelt down at church on Sunday, my lower back pain would flare up. It would be excruciating. But then I started taking Relief Factor, their three-week quick starter pack, and within 2 weeks, the pain was gone. Just by taking four little capsules in the morning and four little capsules in the evening of a completely natural supplement that has no drugs in it and is completely without side effects. Perhaps you could get that relief. Find out by ordering the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It's just $19.95. Relieffactor.com. Don't you deserve it to yourself to find out? Relieffactor.com. It worked for me. Find out if it can work for you. Relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com, who make the hot and fast Solaire infrared grills. Football season is here, and it's time for you to gear up for tailgating. Solaire tailgate infrared grills set up fast and heat up quickly. Only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. A Solaire infrared grill will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. And the fast grilling times leave you more time to talk up your team. They also cool down fast, so you won't miss a minute of the game. The American Solaire Anywhere, Everywhere, and All About infrared grills are portable and perfect for grilling on the go. From picnics to camping, RVs to boating, but especially tailgating. Grill better tailgate food with Solaire infrared grills. Learn more about these fantastic grills, the Solaire's demo rental program, at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Hello, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. If you want to get engaged and involved in America's culture war, go to tpusa.com. Maybe give us a donation. Help out a student today. We have the Black Leadership Summit coming up in October. It is chaired by the great, the amazing, the brilliant, and the beautiful Candace Owens. That's coming up in October, and then we have our Student Action Summit at the end of the year. We are on 1,400 high school and college campuses across the country. And if you have a young person that wants to get involved, go to tpusa.com. Have them fill out a form. They will hear from our staff nearly immediately and help us out however you can. This is a reminder that portions of America First Radio are brought to you by AMAC. 2020 will be the most important election in our lifetime. Big issues are on the ballot, and the biggest of them of all is health care and the rising cost of prescription drugs. Democrats are pushing a plan called Medicare for All. They want to take a program seniors paid into all their lives and open it up to all comers. It should be called Medicare for None because it's wrong and unfair. Where's AARP? Why aren't they lobbying hard to stop this raiding of your Medicare? And where is AARP on the rising cost of prescription drugs and the middlemen who drive up the prices on all of us? That's why I'm urging you, all of you, to join AMAC now. Because unlike AARP, AMAC will fight hard against Medicare for All and fight hard for transparency and competition on the drug pricing front. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. The stakes have never been higher. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com now or call 855-624-4824. So I was talking earlier about Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is well-deserving of to be the end of many different jokes. I have 1/1,024% respect for Senator Elizabeth Warren. Of course, she took a DNA test trying to prove that she was in fact Native American, and it came back that she was only 1/1,024th Native American, far less than the actual average of what actually any American actually is in their Native American ancestry. And she, look, I can say easily that she's very easy, you know, that she's, it's very simple to make fun of her. But the crowds that she is drawing in Minnesota and Seattle, it's quite remarkable. So what Warren is doing is that she is blending socialism and populism together. And I read earlier from her website some of the stuff that I read this, and I actually agree with some of what she's talking about, her anti-corruption, her cleaning out the swamp. Now, whether she will do it or not, I have my big doubts on that. But we're just talking about politically. And by the way, can we just say, why should a United States senator receive a salary while they are campaigning nonstop for the presidency of the United States? Can anyone answer me this question? 833-334-6752. Please call in. Why should a United States senator from Massachusetts, who has not spent any time in Massachusetts except to raise money for her presidential campaign, be paid a salary while she gallivants around the country trying to become president of the United States? Same for Senator Kamala Harris. Same for all these people. I mean, why don't they forego their salary if they're really these ethical titans for the people that they are fighting for? Then they should be returning their salary back to the U.S. Treasury or back to the people of California. Of course, it's a somewhat inconsequential amount of money. I mean, these senators earn like $180,000 a year of the U.S. taxpayer, but it's a lot more than that. But it's the principle of it. It's while Elizabeth Warren is traveling and raising money, and she's basically doing whatever she wants across the country and living, you know, living on her campaign account, she's still receiving a full salary to do what? What has she actually done? What has she actually done? And, you know, I'll tell you, Elizabeth Warren is somebody. So we mentioned earlier, I don't think Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. I do not think that Joe Biden's going to be the nominee. Now, look, Elizabeth Warren, here's how we defeat Elizabeth Warren. You do not defeat her by playing the populism angle. You instead have to define her as a true and committed Marxist early on. So before she even gets the nomination, the conservative movement and the Trump campaign should pick the three people they think is going to be the nominee, that they think is the highest probability of being the nominee, and go negative on them early and define the terms of engagement immediately. Define it as they stand for these. They stand for open borders. They stand for Medicare for All, which is the total destruction of our healthcare system. They stand for the Green New Deal, which is the total destruction of our energy. And define them as what they truly are, which is the destruction of American institutions that work. This is how we will win the 2020 election. See, Donald Trump has to pose himself as an outsider despite being an incumbent. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, made more difficult when running up against Elizabeth Warren, someone who tries to pose herself as a true outsider. Now, Americans will vote for somebody that is less of an outsider, if you will, if that person is not a radical. President Trump is presented an amazing opportunity if Warren is the nominee or someone like Warren is the nominee, and ask yourself, who is the most powerful Democrat in office right now? Who is the Democrat who has the most power? You might say, oh, it's Nancy Pelosi. No, it's not. No. Oh, Chuck Schumer. Nope. Not him either. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the most powerful Democrat in office right now. She is. She doesn't have legislative power, but she has commanded the entire Democrat narrative and debate by being a freshman congresswoman who was bartending 18 months ago. Now, I'm not belittling the fact that she was a bartender, but it's stunning that someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has commanded that kind of conversational ability. And why is it? It's because she best embodies what the Democrats are. The Democrats are revenge-driven, blood-thirsty political activists that want to do everything they possibly can to destabilize Donald Trump. That is what drives them all the time. That's what drives them every single day. And we see this every single day at Turning Point USA. Whatever happens on college campuses will soon happen in the halls of Congress. Whatever happens on college campuses will soon happen in the halls of Congress. Therefore, the fight on college campuses has never been more important. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did not come out of nowhere. She came from the university. Elizabeth Warren came from the university. I'm going to tell you more about who Elizabeth Warren reminds me of. We'll be right back, America First Radio. In the meantime, in this break, go to tpusa.com. We'll be right back.
Are you a big fan of zucchini, spinach, and that evil thing, kale? I'm not. Instead of eating all those things in their natural form, how about cheating like I do? Take Balance of Nature. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is an avid fan of Balance of Nature. Listen to what you can expect when you join me in taking Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Thanks, Joe. Eat healthily the easy way. Experience Balance of Nature for yourself. For a limited time, new preferred customers will receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, special code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick Brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hello, everybody. This is Charlie Kirk filling in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka on America First. I am the founder of Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. We are the nation's largest conservative student organization, founded 7 years ago. We are in 1,400 high school and college campuses across the country. And we stand for three big things at Turning Point USA. We believe America is the greatest country in the history of the world. We believe that the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written. We believe that free enterprise capitalism is the most moral, proven, and effective economic system ever discovered. That's it. We obviously believe a lot more than that, but those are the three governing ideas that we hold at Turning Point USA. And we bring this message to college campuses and high school campuses every single day. We host the nation's largest Young Women's Leadership Summit, Teenage Student Action Summit, Young Jewish Leadership Summit, Black Leadership Summit, Student Action Summit in December. And if you're interested in any of this, you can find a lot about tpusa.com. We start chapters from everywhere, from Berkeley to Harvard, UCLA to Columbia, University of Illinois to University of Florida. We have a nationwide network of high school and college chapters, well over 600 of them, and we're on pace for 800 by the end of the year. And we are so proud of the work that our team at Turning Point USA does every single day. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, nice enough to allow me to fill in for him here on the show, is on our honorary board. And I'll tell you, the number one thing that we find at Turning Point USA when we go to these campuses is not that students are opposed to our ideas, it's that they're not exposed to them at all in the first place. It's that I am met with curiosity a lot more than combativeness. And there is a fair amount of left-wing radicals that try to do everything they possibly can to disrupt and interrupt my speeches and my visits. However, their portion and their piece of the college population is decreasing, and they are getting louder and louder, even though the silent majority, those of us that are conservative, rational libertarians, we are growing in numbers every single day. The values of free enterprise, the ideas that built Western civilization, and the struggle to save the greatest country in the history of the world continues. And I believe that America's culture war will be determined right here, right now on college campuses. I'm also the host of the Charlie Kirk Show. You can go to Apple Podcast. Please do that. That really helps me out. Go press in Charlie Kirk Show, press subscribe. And if you're interested in fighting the culture war alongside our young patriots, go to tpusa.com. We'll be back with much more and an amazing guest on China in the next hour. Charlie Kirk filling in for Dr. Gorka.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug In Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.